Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Chagiga. We are holding on the second line of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis Tanu Rabbanan. So says Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Meisa Rabbi Yochanan Zaka Sheyirochev Alachamar VeYemahalich Bederach. One time Rabbi Yochanan Zaka was riding on a donkey and he was traveling. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Mechamer Achrav, and Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was leading a donkey behind him so that he could learn Torah from Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Amar lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rebbe, Shnei li perek echad Maisa Merkava. Teach me one chapter of the Maisa Merkava of God's throne. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to him, Lo kach shenisi lechem v'lo b'merkava b'yachid. Don't you remember I taught you that you're not allowed to teach a single student about the Maisa Merkava? Elim keino yechachamu maven midaito, unless he's wise enough that he's able to understand things on his own. And you're obviously not at that level, so I'm not allowed to teach you about Maisa Merkava when it's just me and you. Amr Los, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said, Rebbe, Tarsheni Lomar Lefanecha Davar Ach Shelim Adtani. He said, please give me permission to tell you something that you've taught me about the Maisa Merkava. Amr Lo Emaris, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, go ahead, say, Miyad Yard Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Me'al Chamor. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai gets off of the donkey, V'nisati V'yashav Ala Evan Tachas Sezayis, and he wraps himself up and he sits on a stone underneath an olive tree. Amr lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says to him, Rebbe, mipnei mayirat me'al chamar, why did you get off the donkey? Amr, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Efsha tadorish ma'aser merkavu shechina imano u'malach yasharis milavno sanu v'anierkav al chamar. Do you think that you're going to darshan about the ma'aser merkava when the shechina is going to be here with us and the malach yasharis are going to be escorting us and I'm going to be riding on a donkey? That would be a chutzpah. Miyad pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'ma'aser merkava v'darish. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach started already about the Maaser Merkava, and he said, "V'yardeish min haShemayim v'sibchol kol yinon shabasada." And he while he was darshening, a fire came down from Shemayim and surrounded all the trees in the field. Paschu kulan, all the va'amru shira, all of the trees in the field started singing shira. Mashira amru, what sort of shira did the trees in the field sing? They said, "Halvas Hashem min aris taninim v'chol tohamos, eitz pri v'chol arazim, haluluka." Then a malach min ha'eshva amar. Then a malach came from the fire and said, "Hein, hein, ma'isa merkava. This is the ma'isa merkava." Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai neshaku al rosho va'amar. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai got up and he kissed Rabbi Elazar ben Arach on the head and he said, "Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael shenasin bein la'avram avinu shiyadei lohavim lach kor v'lidrosh b'ma'isa merkava." Blessed Hashem that he gave a son to Avram Avinu, an offspring to Avram Avinu like you, who knows how to darshan ma'isa merkava so beautifully. Yesh na adori shvei na mekayim. There are some people that darshan very nicely but don't fulfill it very nicely. No, mikayim vein no adoris. There are some people that fulfill things very nicely. They do very good, but they don't darshan beautifully. Ata no adoris vein no mikayim. You darshan beautifully and you get it all right. You do things beautifully. Ashrecha Avram Avinu shal Rabbi Elazar ben Arach yatzim michal tzacha. Fortunate is Avram Avinu that he has someone like Rabbi Elazar ben Arach who emerged from his family, who has such a wonderful descendant like the likes of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So main point number one is that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach knew how to darshan the Maisa Merkava, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai called him a na'a doresh v'na'a mekayim, someone who darshans well and fulfills quite well as well. Ukshenemra dvarim v'nei Rabbi Yeshua ha'yahuv Rabbi Yossi ha'koi mehalchem b'darach. When this matter was told over to Rabbi Yeshua, he and Rabbi Yossi were traveling on the road. Amru af anu nidrosh ma'aser merkava. They said, we too should darshan the ma'aser merkava. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'darsh. Rabbi Yeshua started darshaning, and the earth started to shake. Va'osa yom tkufas tamos hayan. It was right in the middle of the summer, where it wouldn't normally be cloudy in the Middle East. Niskashu shemayim ba'avim, but still the clouds filled the sky. Vinirakim in keshes ba'anan, and it appeared like a rainbow in the sky. To say that these things are enough, that what he's darshaning now is enough reason for Hashem to have rachmanus on the earth and to make the treaty with Noach. V'yumalach ha'yasharis miskabtin uvan l'shmoa, kibnei adam shemiskabtin uvan liros b'mazmutei chasen v'kala. And everyone gathered around, the malach ha'yasharis gathered around to hear what was going on, the way you would imagine that people would gather around at a wedding to see what's going on by the dancing in the circle of the chasen and kala. That's how amazing it was what they were darshening. Halach Rabbi Yossi HaKohen v'siper dvarim l'frei Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen went and told this story over to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai va'amar, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Ashreichem v'asher yoladitchem. Fortunate are you and fortunate are those who bore you. Ashrei, meaning who gave birth to you. Ashrei enai shekach ra'u. Fortunate are my eyes that get to see such a thing. And he said, I saw that me and you guys were in a dream. I saw we were relaxing on our Sinai. And all of a sudden, a baskel came out from heaven. And the baskel said, come up to heaven, come up to heaven. We've prepared a giant palace and beautiful couches for you. You and your talmidim and your talmidim's talmidim are invited to be in the third group of those who sit in front of the Shechina, meaning those who darshan ma'aser merkava and do it well have a very special place up in Shemayim. That's apparently the message that we get from here. So says the Gemara, Aini, is that really so? Meaning the Gemara asks on the Brice that said that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshan the ma'aser merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Can you really say that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshan ma'aser merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? Vatani, we have a Brice. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Omer, Shlosha Hartzaus Hein. There are three drashos of the ma'aser merkava. There are three people that said drashos. Rabbi Shua Hirtz Dvarim, Lefner Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Rabbi Shua darshan ma'aser merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva Hirtz Lefner Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Akiva did in front of Rabbi Shua. And Hanani ben Chachina Hirtz Lefner Rabbi Akiva. And Hanani ben Chachina did so in front of Rabbi Akiva. Vila Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Loka Chashev, but it never mentions Rabbi Elazar ben Arach darshaning ma'aser merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So how can the Braisa say that he did? Answers the Gemara, Da'artzi Vartu Kamei Kochashev. The Braisa is only listing those people who darshaned in front of other people, the ma'aser merkava, and also other people darshaned in front of them. But Da'artzi V'lo Artu Kamei Lo Kochashev. We're not going to list in the Braisa those people who darshaned ma'aser merkava but weren't darshaned in front of them. No one darshaned in front of them. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach doesn't make the list, even though he in fact did darshan the ma'aser merkava. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. V'chanani ben Chachinai d'lo artu kamei v'kachashiv. One of the three people we mentioned in the Brice is Chanani ben Chachinai. No one ever darshan the ma'aser merkava in front of him, and he gets counted on the list. So the Gemara answers, Da'artzi mi'a kamei man da'artzi. He, however, darshaned in front of Rabbi Akiva, who then in turn darshaned in front of Rabbi Yeshua. That's why he gets mentioned in the Brisa, to let it be known that Rabbi Akiva darshaned to other people, and other people darshaned to Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, no one darshaned in front of, and he didn't darshan in front of someone who darshaned to other people, and therefore he doesn't get counted in the Brisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, this is probably the most famous Gemara in all Maseches Chagiga. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braisa that tells us as follows: Arba'a nichnasu bepardis. There were four men that were zocha to go up to Shemayim through the Shem Hashem and enter into an area called Pardes, where they're privy to see things up in Shemayim. Ve'eluhin, and the four people that went in are Ben Azai, Uven Zoma, Acher, Rabbi Akiva. Amalam Rabbi Akiva, k'shatem magin etzel avnei shayish tar. Rabbi Akiva said, when you get up into Shemayim next to the marble, pure marble stones, and they're clear, al tomru mayim mayim. Don't say that there's water over here, and how are we going to be able to get through? Because it's not true. It's not really water. It just looks like water. It's these pure, beautiful stones. Mishum shenemar dover shkarim loyikam lenegreinai. And the reason you better not say that is because if you tell lies up in Shemayim, you get in big trouble. You're not going to be able to get any further. So Ben Azai hates it. Ben Azai, when he was up in Shemayim, looked toward the Shechina and Vames, and he died right away. Allah HaKazav Omer, and about him the Pasuk says, Yakor Be'enei Hashem Hamav Salah Hasidav. That the death of Ben Azai was difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he died when he was still very young. Ben Zoma hates it, v'nifka. Ben Zoma looked and he went out of his mind when he saw something, such a holy sight. So it was not healthy for him. V'alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and about him the Pasuk says, Tevash Matzasa Echol Dayach Pentis Ba'anu Ve'ikaso, that you shouldn't eat too much honey because in the end you can end up throwing up for all that you ate. So too, someone who tries to achieve more than he can, tries to see more than he should have been able to see, it's going to end up not being good for him. Acher kitzitz benetios. Acher, after his experience up in Shemayim, he went off the derech. Rabbi Akiva yatzav b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva came out just fine from his experience up in Shemayim. He had no problems. So once the Gemara mentions Ben Zoma, it's going to bring a lot of questions that they asked Ben Zoma. Zoma. So Sha'alu es ben Zoma. They asked ben Zoma, Malu Saruse Kalba. Is it mutter neuter a dog so that the dog shouldn't be able to have children anymore, to have offspring anymore? Because the Isra of Sirus is one of the mumim that we have by Karbanos, and it says, Va'artzachem lo sasu, they shouldn't do Sirus. So it could be that it's only said on those things that are kosher as a carbon, but a dog's not kosher as a carbon, so maybe it's mutter. So Amalahem, he said back to them, Va'artzachem lo sasu, kol shaba'artzachem lo tasu. Any sort of animal that you have, wherever you may live, you're not allowed to be Masaris, you're not allowed to do this to a dog. So that's why it's usher to neuter a dog, a Jew. It's nesar daraisa for a Jew to neuter a dog. So a kohen gadol is allowed to marry an isha besula, because the pasuk says that who isha bevesula yikach. A kohen gadol is not allowed to marry any woman who's ever slept with another man before. He's only allowed to marry a woman who's a besula. A regular kohen can marry someone who's not a besula, but a kohen gadol can only marry a besula. So given that background, shalu as ben zoma. Another question they asked ben zoma: besula sheibra. What if you had a girl who had never been with a man, but she became pregnant? Mahu l'kohen gadol? Is she allowed to be with a kohen gadol? Michai shinim l'dishmol? Are we choshish for what Shmuel said? Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, yachla nilival kama bi'ilos b'lodam. Shmuel said, you know, I'm capable of having many bios with a woman, and there won't be any blood. So even after the bia, she'll remain a basula. So therefore, she would still be a basula and still be able to be pregnant. Maybe that doesn't really happen so much, that a woman could have bia and still be a basula. And therefore, if the woman's pregnant and she says she's a basula, she's not a basula. So Amar Lahu, Ben Zoma respond, Tishmua lo shchiach, chayshinan, shema ba'ambati ibra. Where the situation of Shmuel is not so common, but nevertheless, nevertheless, we still believe that she's a basula, because there's another way for her to get pregnant, even if she's a basula, and that is she can become pregnant in a bathtub. If she goes into a bathtub shortly after a man had been in that bathtub, she could become pregnant from that. But ask the Gemara, can she really? Didn't Shmuel teach us that any time the sperm doesn't shoot out like an arrow, it's not going to have any effect, and it's not going to be able to impregnate a woman? Answers the Gemara, who says when she got pregnant in the bathtub that the sperm didn't shoot out like an arrow? Maybe it did shoot out like an arrow, just it went out like an arrow into the bathtub, and then it slowly seeped into her body when she went into the bathtub, and that's fine, that could still get her pregnant. So main point number two on Yudalit and Beis was that there were four people that were able to enter the Pardes to see Shemayim, see what was going on up there. Ben Azai, who looked and died. Ben Zoma, who looked and went crazy. Acher, who went off the Derech. And Rabbi Akiva, who came out just fine from the whole experience. Excuse me. Main point number one on Tezvav Amud Aleph over here is that if a Besula is pregnant, we're choshesh that she may have been, we do believe that she's a Besula, and we assume she may have become pregnant in a bathtub, and therefore she's muteris to marry a kohen gadol. We don't assume that she was nivala bahataya. We don't assume that she had bia in a way that wouldn't make her bula. But we do assume that she became pregnant in a bathtub, and therefore she's muteris to a kohen gadol. So we will stop there, and God willing, next time we'll pick up at Tanu Rabbanan about 5-6 lines into the page on Tezvav Amud Aleph.